mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 30th day of November 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. And again, we'll have wide open telephones. Any issue, any news item you'd like to discuss, any questions or comments you have. You know, really, I just want to get down to basics. We have a criminal elite that is totally psychopathic running our world. They openly want to start culling down the population. They want to micromanage our lives. They want to force drug us. They're sadistic. They enjoy abusing populations. They're brainwashing the population, turning the population into demons very similar to themselves. The globalists are carrying out terror attacks to blame the terror attacks on foreign countries that are not under globalist control. The entire basis of our economy is being dismantled, but the media tells us that it's milk and honey in the streets, that everything is wonderful. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to report the facts to you. Again, 2 weeks ago, they passed the New Freedom Initiative, the forced psychological testing of every child in America twice a year. Now let's see them try to implement it. Patriot Act 2, the National ID card. It is all right now in Congress. They're about to fire up a special session. Chairman Keene, who's in business with the Bin Laden family, head of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, came out on Meet the Press Sunday and said, basically, you better give us whatever we want or people are going to die. Don't make me say sick 'em, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's born again hard, and they work for us. And we're going to take your rights, America, and we snap our fingers, buildings blow up. You got that, slaves? We're going to take your pension funds. We're going to trash your dollar. We're going to ship your jobs overseas. We're going to put face-scanning cameras everywhere. We're going to forcibly psychologically test all your children. You're going to have one of our ID cards to have a job. You think flying's tough? It'll be like that to walk down the street. This is tyranny, and we hope you enjoy being our slaves. Why don't you just go get a black ski mask and join the government? Why don't you come in for the big win against humanity? We can be like China with forced abortions. We can have torture in all these TV shows. The European Union's good. Torture's good. Breaking up the family's good. SWAT teaming people's homes looking for drugs that the SWAT team's bosses shipped in is good. It's all so good. But it's not as bad as it's going to get, folks. You still have big pockets of resistance. A lot of people waking up, so they're trying to sell us on all this right now. And the mental sickness I'm hearing manifested is just incredible. I was listening to a big national talk show host this morning, and he said, you know, if somebody blew up a pipeline on Saddam, he'd just blow up the entire village. Maybe that's what we need to do. Hey, Saddam just tortured these people. That's what we're doing now. Hey, it works. Hey, we've hired his Republican Guard to go and torture and kill people. Hey, good. Whatever it takes to win. Our troops like working with guys that were shooting at them a year and a half ago. I mean, that's mental illness. Saddam is bad because he tortured.
That's why we're going to torture. Because we're good.
I mean, folks, come on. Saddam slaughtered whole villages. Well, we're doing the same. Go Joe. Well, it's true. I mean, Saddam was trained by our government and did an excellent job for them. They're just taking what they gave him away. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Saddam Hussein is a mad dog killer. He sends out his Black Scorpion teams to murder and butcher and rape in mass. They take people to a place called Abu Ghraib and other torture centers. They pick up whole families. He's just horrible. We've got to go into Iraq. We've got to take him out. And then no one mentions who put him in, who gave him the weapons, who told him to invade Iran, who told him to go ahead and invade Kuwait. 12.5 years of sanctions, 1.5 million dead. And, you know, they point out, well, that's because he didn't give the people their food. He kept the money for himself. And while it's true that our government and the UN and Saddam were all a bunch of criminals and did do just that, it was the bombing itself and never having the money to fix it, not being allowed to fix it, the water treatment plants, the sewage systems, the power plants, the universities. It all got bombed. If it had a Petri dish in it, it got bombed. And so 1.5 million people die, and as they get skinnier, and as their children die, and as they fall apart, Americans gobble more pizza and drink more beer and get fatter and stupider, and more bloodthirsty, more hateful, more demonic. Over the 12 years, the TV shows, scientifically crafted, teach us that torture and wickedness is good, and big government's good, and black ski masks are good, and tears down the family and attacks strong male role models in almost every TV show you see on television. And then 2003 rolls around, and the liberation begins. The new freedom begins. And our government goes in there and blasts the entire country, every major region, with depleted uranium, which they admit kills our troops and the people of Iraq. And they bombard the Republican Guard bases, and then our troops move in there after the bombardment. And our troops go, hey, used to we had manuals saying this is deadly poisonous. It's also a heavy metal, not just radiological. And they said, don't worry, we'll bring in a few dump trucks and dump some sand on the ground at the blast points. That'll fix it for you. And then if you raise this, you get screamed at. You don't support the troops. You don't support them dying of radiation poisoning, you filth. Supporting the troops means getting even fatter and eating more pizza and watching Fox News. Okay, all right. Okay, I'm evil. I'm sorry. Breathing DU is loving and good to the troops, and giving them deadly experimental injections is good. Just, all right. All right, you're right. I was wrong all along. Point taken. Touche. You've really gotten me now. All right, I'll shut up. I'll put a plastic flag made in China by a slave on my car. And it's not a desecrated American flag made by slaves in communist China. It is a new freedom flag. And so then they go in and immediately hire literally 98% of Saddam's former mechanism of oppression and control. After all, our government helped train all his boys. That's admitted, by the way. Oh, they were at U.S. bases all over learning how to hook electrodes to people's genitalia. We've got a lot to teach, a lot that we learned from Klaus Barbie, who taught us how to be evil. I mean good. I'm sorry, I'm learning how all this works. And now they've got all the scorpion teams running around slaughtering. And now if somebody takes a pot shot at one of our troops, they just bulldoze every date palm and every tangerine orchard, just literally. And then the mainstream reports, by mainstream, and they're all over the international press, the woman just goes and sits in the dust with her children and says, I'm waiting to die. And they do. They die. They shrivel up and get real skinny, start looking like starving Africans from the worst famines, and then they get a cold or something, and they die, and the baby gets buried, and then mommy dies, and mommy gets buried, and you eat more pizza, and have your pension fund taken, of course, and have your dollar plunged. Don't worry, you're all going to be judged soon enough by your own masters. Al-Qaeda might get activated by your globalist bosses. They might come do something, but that's not the real judgment. That's the globalist trying to keep you in line. The judgment is your global masters are going to rape you financially, and they're going to forcibly drug you and your family, and then they're going to give you the New World Order. And you're going to grasp and beg and bow down like a cur dog at their feet as things get worse, hoping that if you just kiss up to them, everything will be okay. You forgot your birthright. You forgot what it was to be an American. You forgot what this country was about. You forgot your soul. You forgot your conscience. Our discernment went away a long time ago. And the world I'm talking about, the America I'm talking about, isn't even the majority. But it's the America that's in control. And it's an America made up of so-called liberals and so-called conservatives and so-called libertarians and everybody else, so-called Christians. The liberals don't care if their leaders are really warmongers and are for the exact same agenda of George Bush. And the so-called conservatives, they don't care if the Supreme Court says we're not going to here, the gay marriage issue. We're going to take your property with no just compensation. We're going to uphold warrantless checkpoints. I don't care if Bush appoints a new cabinet full of gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, torture-loving, abortion-pushing, evil creatures. I mean, I've heard them on the Christian shows. Praise God, we've been healed. We've been given George Bush is a blessing, a man of God, literally a prophet. They're now calling him a prophet, a Mahdi, a leader, a Fuhrer. And so in Iraq, with the election less than 2 months away, no one is running for any of the 300-plus regional posts. No one is running against any of those publicly installed by the globalists. But the average American doesn't know that. It's admitted in the fine print in the back of the paper. They just hear freedom is being spread in Iraq. Yes. And then I hear a national talk show host this morning say, well, you know, they blew up another pipeline over there. Well, you know how Saddam handled that. I'm not saying he's good, but he sure knew how to handle it. Maybe we shouldn't do it that way. He just would blow up a whole village. That's how he did it. Maybe we got to get tough. And I hear the neocon followers calling in, nuke them, nuke them, nuke them. Kill all of them. Kill them, kill them. They're not human. Kill them, subhuman. I've even heard that. And the host, yes, 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 subhuman, yes, yes, yes. Oh, they're just having fun at Abu Ghraib, blowing off a little steam, beating people to death. I mean, Saddam was evil. He tortured them, so let's torture them. And our troops going, I don't care if the people we're working with were shooting at us a year and a half ago. They don't like insurgents, and they're good at dealing with an unruly populace. I love black scorpions. They're men, according to my own heart. No scorps. I mean, these are the type of quotes. I tell you, these are some tough dudes. We like them. Besides, I'm old enough to have been trained with them back in the 80s. I'm an old special forces colonel, and I train with a lot of these men. These are good men. They know how to deal with populations. So imagine the Iraqis. I mean, they see all of Saddam's people put back into control. Only 98% of them. They see power about 7-8 hours a day in the best cities. Their water's full of filth, dysentery, adults, children dying in mass of dysentery, of diarrhea, amoebic dysentery. But it doesn't matter because the American people want to rationalize it and go, oh no, we brought them freedom. I heard it on Fox News. I heard it on CNN. Meanwhile, the very same elite that the public feels like they're members of is dismantling this country. Dismantling it right in front of our very eyes. We've got to get around this compartmentalization. We've got to realize how we're all affected by this. We've got to look at the legions of crimes committed by those running this government and realize the true nature of evil that we're facing. You know, they're very good at putting it in black and white connotations. Well, they're the foreigners, they're evil, they don't look like us, they attacked us, we're fighting them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. Well, even if those people over there really were terrorists, and it wasn't some CIA-manufactured threat, there are some real terrorists, real copycats. Why then are the visas being issued at record levels from Muslim countries? Why are the borders totally open? You see, it's a fraud. All this police state is a straitjacket being put on all of us, so when the globalists have their way with us here very soon, we won't be able to fight back. Do you understand that? We'll be right back with a ton of news, your calls, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I've gotten my little diatribe, my little rant out of the way. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to go to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. I wanted to go back over some of the provisions of Patriot Act 2 that's on the verge of passing. Then I wanted to show you some of the other legislation they've been trying to pass over the last few years at state levels, like Senate Bill 742, which would make putting any false information on a gun purchase form life in prison, or downloading music life in prison. I have the bill that almost passed here in front of me, and then I pulled out another article, you know, where the guy, the paper terrorist, He sued the government over him trying to take his land, so they gave him 5 years in prison. The prosecutor wanted 50, saying, suing the government, his harassment, you get 5 years in prison. It's like the doctor who was calling too much up in Iowa. Gulf War One veteran didn't have any criminal record. They had admitted, Homeland Security in the article said, well, he didn't threaten anybody, but calling too much is harassment and thus terrorism. So they came and arrested him. We interviewed the doctor. The woman selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes that were totally legal gets a Homeland Security visit, and they told her, we're over the entire economy, ma'am. So I wanted to cover some of this. Here's another one. Associated Press today. Mall security gets terrorism training. Gripping a bag tightly, defined as hallmark of terrorism. And it just all many different reasons. It's like the truck drivers have been told. A man and woman arguing on the side of the road. Someone wearing a backpack. Call the government. Drugs. Look for drugs because that's terrorism. Everything's, you see, we got to spy on each other to stop Al-Qaeda. And then, oh, there's no real Al-Qaeda around, so did you see people arguing with each other? That could be family violence. Did you smell marijuana? Did you smell it? That's in the handbook. Well, go ahead and call the SWAT team then because they might be Al-Qaeda-ing. So we'll go over that. Blair presses case for national ID cards. Funny how they're about to pass them in England, right as they're about to have a special session to pass them here. Everything happens in the same order. They pass laws in England for forced psychological testing of the kiddies. It isn't quite as draconian as what we have here. See, everything's the same system. Everything is done in the same order. It's a new world order. Keene threatens more terror if no 911 police state bill is passed. Listen to this. Setting protections on human ID chips. And the article by Mike Langberg is Knight Ridder News Service. Just says, we need to take the chip. It's good. Stop being dumb. I've got to read this. It's just, it's wonderful. It's absolutely fabulous. Also, federal plan to keep data on students worries some. The head of Central Command says, we got to regulate the Internet. The Pentagon says, it's just aiding terrorists. We got to start regulating the net right now. And more freedom. Bush nominates Cuban-born Gutierrez to Commerce. Big executive. Of course, he's obviously not as bad. We've done some research on him as Alberto Gonzalez. Mr. I wrote the Patriot Act, too. Mr. I think enemy combatant designation for any misdemeanor is good. Mr. The president is above the law. But again, whoever thought you'd be reading headlines like this? I see these every week. Wall-to-wall positive in major polls. 97% of America is against implantable chips. That poll was a year ago now. Now it's about 90% last poll I saw. They're starting to condition the weak-minded. This is Knight Ridder News Service, posted in Seattle Times, setting protections on human ID chips. I'm rolling up my sleeve, ready to get injected with a VeriChip. That's the device cleared by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in October as the first implantable electronic identification tag linked to a person's medical profile. Privacy advocates, of course, are hugely concerned about creepy ways in which VeriChip people could be tracked by schools, employers, and government. These concerns are legitimate, but it would be a mistake. See, he's being reasonable. For our society to walk away from the benefits of the VeriChip and similar technology. So I'm going to immodestly propose some laws we need to protect ourselves. And he just came out and he says, first, however, it's important to understand what the VeriChip is and is not. And then he goes into a lavish support of you getting your chip and getting it very soon. Maybe you need to be forced to. Maybe that's when real freedom can start. After all, our mainstream media has told us mercury is nutritious for us now. They've told us the New World Order is good, too. We'll be right back. Stay with me. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flows through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant super germs to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
John in Texas, Margaret in Illinois, Aaron in Michigan, Kevin in Boston, Mass. Your calls are all coming up here in a few minutes, but understand the psychology. Shows like CSI and a bunch of others, all the coolest people have implantable chips, not just the spies, but the club goers at the most awesome clubs. Only the coolest people go. Hundreds of news reports. Everybody needs one. It's so cool. Now, the polls are 90-plus percent against it, but they just the mainstream media keeps acting in concert like it's normal and cool and everything's great. And then conservative talk show hosts, the supposed alternative to the liberal media, they won't talk about it. Or if they do, they're like Sean Hannity. Oh, man, I'm investing in the company. Oh, I got the CEO on. Everybody needs a chip. I've got him on TV from Fox News, and I've heard him on the radio. So it's just wall-to-wall, get your chip. You know, this is freedom. And then I've got this Knight Ridder News article posted in the Seattle Times up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And he says, I want to get the chip. We just read that, but there's got to be some protections. And then he goes into VeriChip is not a new technology. See, it's okay. Applied Digital, we told you they do this. It's for, the dogs have had it. Applied Digital of Delray Beach, Florida, which developed the product, has sold 30 million virtually identical implantable ID chips for pets and livestock in the past 15 years. Yeah, a lot of cities have made it the law that you've got to have one of these now. One of them is San Francisco. Thousands of lost dogs and cats without external ID tags have been reunited with their owners because the pets had ID chips that were scanned at animal shelters. Verichip is very simple. A glass capsule the size of a grain of rice and a 16-digit ID radio transmitter number. And it goes through how good it is. There are no batteries in the Verichip, and it works for a lifetime. The only way to get meaningful information with the Verichip, which will initially cost $150 for human version, is by linking the ID number to a computer database. The database might give a dog's name and home address at an animal shelter or show the history or advantage of drug reactions in an unconscious human in a hospital recovery room. Of course, a Verichip implanted for medical reasons could be used in other ways, such as tracking movement in a building through scanners built into doorways, already going in to read passes. Applied Digital is interested in expanding to non-medical uses, including credit card verification and security. In July, the Attorney General of Mexico said he and 160 of his top officials had received Verichip injections for gaining access to top-secret offices. Let me just stop. First they said 300, then 900, then 1,000. Now Catherine Albrecht's reporting that it's only 18 people. And that would fit with past activities of Verichip. They claim that all the big hospitals in Miami had gotten the readers. And it turned out they'd given one reader to one hospital. So, very dishonest. As I said, I'm willing to get a Verichip if the product adds to my personal safety and convenience, but I also want to know up front that the implanted ID chips won't send us down a slippery slope to a Big Brother society where our every move is monitored. So, the guy is, oh, I'm reasonable. I want the chip. It's great. Just have some reasonable protections, please. And the average person reads this, and if they read this enough in this yuppie mindset world where everything is just what the TV says, that's how you govern your mind. You don't have any morals of your own. Pretty soon it's, well, we're all the weirdos who are against the chip. Remember, I was the weirdo who talked about the plan to chip you and how they'd promote it from the federal documents, by the way, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and then now it's all been rolled out, and then now I'm not the kook for saying it exists. I'm the kook for being against it. But we're not the kooks. We're the majority. But the mainstream media keeps acting like we're weird. Well, really, I don't think I've ever seen an article or a news piece where they had someone on against it. They've probably given the Verichip company more coverage than any other company I've ever heard of. They're on TV on a weekly basis, everywhere, every show, every channel. I don't even watch much TV. I turn it on, they're on television. They're all over the newspapers. How great it is. How good. It's just like Arnold Schwarzenegger. 95% of the coverage, I mean, more than that. It's all been positive. This Jones woman, this Morgenthaler Jones up on all the channels, how great it is, everybody's for it, let's do it for Arnold. 80-plus percent in polls are against it. But the media acts like everyone's for it and doesn't have any other voice. Oh, print media, L.A. Times and Associated Press and Australian newspapers, they've picked up what we're doing, and we've now gotten more visitors in a week than they got in their first 2 weeks. So our website, ArnoldExposed.com, that we just redesigned yesterday, by the way, check it out. It's beautiful. I want to thank those that helped us with it. Yeah, it got redesigned a week into its, after its birth. ArnoldExposed.com. We're getting more visitors than they are. They say they got 4 million. Well, by then we'd had upwards of 4 million. Now I haven't even checked it since last Wednesday. So the grassroots, we've got more visitors just with alternative media. But still, wall-to-wall positive coverage. Oh, it's so good. Arnold for president. Oh, yes, he'd be so good. Oh, he's so wonderful. Oh, it's just unstoppable. Meanwhile, the average public that I talk to are in the same mode they were in 6 years ago over microchips. Hey, here's the federal plan. A direct link to the Army website. Look, it says they're going to push it as a fad and as security and for prisoners and old people, and they're going to start promoting it, and they say that they can use the media to mold public opinion, and this is their plan. Look, it's the Army website. Please spread the word. Oh, shut up, kook. That'll never happen. Now I tell you Arnold's going to be your next president. Oh, that'll never happen. That's crazy. Nobody's for that. Oh, really? Have you watched TV lately? And if the yuppies see 20 reports saying Arnold should be our president and how great it is, they'll suddenly go, well, I'm for it then. People who say they'd never be for it and they hate the idea will suddenly shift mentally because they always want to be on the winning side. Okay, I'm for it. I'm all for it. I don't care. Because if I just say I'm for it, psychologically, I don't have to face being defeated in something, so I'll just go along with it. You know, if you can't beat them, join them. And the article goes on how great the chips are and how wonderful it's going to be. And this guy says we need basic protection similar to what's already in place for other technologies ranging from home phone lines to financial records, which are already totally public. I'd humbly suggest federal laws covering 5 points. Getting an implantable ID chip should always be voluntary without coercion. Well, you better read the press releases of Applied Digital then and read the transcript and listen to the audio of their European distributor where they're going to make troops take it, where they're going to make prisoners take it, make old people take it. They made the Mexican judicial workers, whatever the real number is, take them or no job. So see, out of the gates, they're already trying to make it mandatory. What's more, schools, businesses, and government should be banned from offers that pressure people. Prisoners, for example, couldn't be promised time off their sentences, and insurance carriers couldn't offer lower rates. There has to be an off switch implanted in chips, must have the capability either to be permanently turned off or to be removed. Now, these things migrate, by the way, folks. The Verichip can't be deactivated, but can be removed in a minor outpatient procedure. Scanners can't be hidden. The scanners that read implanted ID chips can't be built into walls. The grocery stores have already built them in to read the RFIDs with the smart shelving. Individuals must be in control. Chip recipients need full disclosure and absolute veto power over what information goes on the computer database. Well, the number just accesses the huge databases that are already running wild. Law enforcement agencies would need to convince a judge of their legitimate interest in looking at your ID database in the same way they need court orders to look at your phone or bank records. Well, under the Patriot Act, they're already throwing all that out the window. So, see, oh, this is reasonable. It's very good. Let's, again, every week I see articles in big papers where, and they're always positive, never negative. I've never seen one negative. It's just all good. You ought to contact Knight Ridder. You ought to contact all these Associated Press and Reuters and the Washington Post and go, can you just do one story saying chips aren't good? Can't you just do one story? So here we are. Wall-to-wall open borders are good. Wall-to-wall implantable chips under your skin are good. Wall-to-wall face scanning cameras going up everywhere is good. Just wall-to-wall, Arnold to be your next president, good, 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 good. None of us are for it. It's totally insane. It's out of control, Big Brother. But notice he spins it, this Mike Landsberg. He spins it and says, well, you know, we just need the chip, nothing Big Brother-ish. No need to go down the slippery slope to Big Brother. No, you're off the slippery slope falling into the bottom of the gorge when you've got people openly saying, let's take chips. No one ever thought it'd be mandatory, but after terrorists nuked Chicago, the president went forward with a plan to ID chip every American. They're moving to do this because we've got to have in our Pan-American Union free flow at the borders. It's part of our treaty obligations. It's what makes our economy strong. Because of this, you all will have transponders in your cars tracking and tracing you for your safety, and yes, you all must take a chip. And you're going to hear those words, and you're going to hear neocons scream that you're aiding terrorists when you say no. And then the government will carry out terror attacks smaller ones, they'll probably go after facilities that manufacture the chips. And, of course, that's in communist China is the main plant. But I'm just giving you hypothetical projections on what they normally do in the long-term plan I see unfolding. And, unfortunately, you're probably going to see all this happen. The globalists will carry out terror attacks against themselves and then blame it on some imaginary Christian group who's fighting the chips. And, you know, the Christian group will probably take kids hostage at a school, and then they'll blow the school up, and it'll really be special forces that run out the back of the school, and then they'll grab some mental patient and go, here's the leader of the Christian group. He did it all. And they'll go, the group murdered children. The group bombed. And then anyone who's against the chip, they must be with them, the terrorists. And you'll hear the Christian leaders going, the chip is not the mark of the beast. It is the good mark, showing you're not with the beast. They'll have Al-Qaeda leaders in tapes going, don't take the chips, Americans. People will go, my gosh, Al-Qaeda's against the chip. The chip, give me the chip, give it to me. I'm tired of the nukes going off. Oh, please. You think I'm joking? Folks, I can see their whole plan as clear as a roadmap laid out on a breakfast table. I know how they operate. 1,000, 10,000 different points of information integrated into how they operate, what they do, what the Pentagon has said they're going to do. And it's going to be the same for everything. You'll have terror groups that are against gun control that carry out terror attacks. And, oh, then if you're a gun rights group, you're all secretly terrorists. We've got to arrest you. You'll have homeschooler groups that go out and blow up schools and kill everybody. Of course, it will really be globalist. And they're already doing the drills coast to coast that homeschoolers are going to slaughter and kill everybody, and we're all really terrorists, and we've got to be arrested too. And you think I'm joking? I'm not trying to scare you. We're about to go to your calls. This is how everything's going to be terror. The whole economy. And see, a lot of people are going to go along with this because that's the only job you'll be able to get. Most of the colleges shifting over to their base curriculum, being Homeland Security, that's going to be the new jobs. Checkpoints, surveillance, tattletaling, all misdemeanors are terrorism. To graduate from high school, you'll have to watch 10 to 20 hours a week from your home computer surveillance cameras in another city. You'll have to report illegal or suspicious activity like clutching a bag or a man and woman arguing. Then you face scan them. This is the New York Times, by the way. They'll have the high schoolers. They'll hit the button, get authorization, hit the code key. The camera will be fed through a face scanning database. They'll get the names. He'll red flag it, hit an access code, and then they'll be a Citizen Corps, Secure Corps liaison in the emergency management compound of the city. But it says you'll always be in another city watching another city. That way you don't ever watch your own family or folks you know. This is even, again, New York Times, how great this is. And then a board of several people will be there 24 hours a day. They'll look at your flag and decide whether to go arrest them or not. I mean, I'm not joking. This is the plan. I'm sorry. And the Christian leaders are all going to be behind it. The liberals will all be behind it. They'll all be behind it. Let me just plug my videos now. When we come back, I'll go to John and Margaret and Aaron and Kevin and everybody else. You know, I don't really belabor this like I should, because my videos are really a big part of the solution in waking people up, because they're fast-moving, they're totally documented, they're well-produced, professionally produced. You know, up to standards people expect. So many Patriot videos are not. I made 11 of them. The newest is American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 04. It shows how Bush and Kerry have the exact same policies, how they're cousins, the latest 9/11 information. We go back to Bohemian Grove. It's $19.95 for one copy. Each additional copy to give as gifts, $5.95. So buy four or five copies and give them as gifts. Or just make copies of them. But it's a nicer gift to give them an original. If you're authorized to make copies. I got a 9/11 special, four videos and a book for $59.95, a $53 discount. The 9/11 Inside Job special. We've got Road to Tyranny for $24.95, almost 3 hours long. Each additional copy, $5.95 when you get the DVDs. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Don't wait. Go there, peruse the shopping cart, watch clips of the films, order a whole bunch of them, give them as gifts, wake people up. Call toll-free to get the videos or to ask about specials. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All 11 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, text reports, audio interviews, 15 cents a day. Sign up for a month, sign up for a year. Give us membership as a gift. Very easy to do. PrisonPlanet.tv. High bandwidth, low bandwidth, whatever you want. Four different formats. PrisonPlanet.tv. Take action. Your call's coming up.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Let's go to your calls. Let's talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alec. How you doing?
Good.
I can understand why people can't see all this. It's right out in the open. All they have to do is sit down and do the math. I mean, look at this stupid war. I mean, supposedly we got attacked by Saudi nationals and one Egyptian that supposedly attacked the World Trade Center. They turn around, they attacked Iraq, which had nothing to do with it. They said he had weapons of mass destruction, and they found out. And then they say, well, it was a lie, I guess. We had lied about it.
And now they're saying that Iran has them, and trust us, this time, we're sure they have them.
Then after that, they say, well, he was an evil dictator. He tortures people. We had to take him out. Yet we entire whole economy, the Red China, which Amnesty International figures said that they murdered between 65 million and 100 million people. They murdered 6 million people in Tibet. They were the main backers of the Khmer Rouge. So, you know, they had a hand in that massacre there. Yet they're our good buddies. Saddam was evil. We had to go take him out. It just don't make sense. I mean,
And then once the globalists are in the country, they start massively torturing, hiring all Saddam's former people. I know, it doesn't matter. It's all emotion.
It is.
See,
that
when
they
you
wait,
talk
what?
To these neocons, it's all emotion. I mean, have you heard them call into the shows and go, nuke them, kill every one of them, kill everyone in Iraq, kill them, kill them?
What they want to do is do what Hitler did when he occupied Europe. If somebody shot at German troops, they went in there and wiped out the whole village. That's basically what we're stooping down to.
And it's not going to work.
No, it didn't work for the Germans, and it won't work for us. The resistance will spread even more. So,
and the people that our troops are fighting are the people that were fighting Saddam.
That's right.
But every time they have, you know, some former Al-Qaeda person who supposedly they've killed twice and captured three times, some new tape gets released going, I'll get you. I'm behind all of it. So we can go, see, it's Al-Qaeda. They're behind it all. Thanks for the call, John.
Oh.
Very good points. Margaret in Illinois, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Alex, I'm having problems getting on your website and some of the articles that you click on, they're not there. Have you had any reports about that?
Well, I mean, there's so much on our site that links go bad because sites change their links. And, you know, we got dead links on the site. Nobody's perfect, even, you know, the biggest newspapers do. But you say you're having trouble getting on the site.
Yeah, I'm having trouble downloading some of the articles you have there. Click on to certain things, like your archives and the things on, like one of them was on masonry, one of them's on skull and bones, and it's dead.
Yeah, I'm not there with you, so I'm sorry. I don't have the specifics. I can't really help you. Send an email to tips@infowars.com. You know how to copy the link that's dead and ask them to fix it.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you for trying to visit the website. Let's talk to Aaron in Michigan. Aaron, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to call let you know I've been posting the Americans Against Arnold press release all around the message boards I visit.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And I emailed some news agencies and our local news up here. And it's been getting a pretty good response, but the majority of people are all for Arnold running. There are a few that are don't want him to run.
Now, again, in a national poll, it was 80%. In some polls, it's even higher. I would imagine, is this a college message board?
No. It's just like community message board to the like a game message board and other stuff.
Yeah, well, a video game message board, I'd imagine that's younger males.
Yeah, and also, I subscribed to PrisonPlanet.tv and been downloading some of your videos, and they're pretty interesting.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. We need your support. Anything else you want to add, Aaron?
Oh, yes, this past summer.
I'll tell you what, stay there. We'll come back to you in the next hour, and then to Kevin and Steve and everybody else. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Second hour straight ahead.
The Berkey.